In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
The Junkies are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next 5-star HVAC technician or plumber, go to CropMetcalf.com. Join their team today. You can join us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. Talking about the possibility of the logo coming back, but not the former name. How would that work? Could it work side by side with the current name, Commanders, by bringing the old logo back and putting it on the helmet?
I mean, technically, if the logo is of a chief, he was a commander, right?
I guess you could make that leap. Sure.
If they bring the logo back, just bring the friggin' name back. Let's just go all in. What are we doing? Pussyfooting around.
Why are you so all or nothing about it?
I don't know.
I mean,
because it's just the whole thing's infuriating.
I know it is, but this is a small victory. Take the small victory. Win the battle. You lost the war, but win the battle.
All right.
Don't you want a little bit of the history back?
It would be nice.
It's
almost a reminder, a constant reminder of the whole nonsense. I'd almost rather it just be in the rearview mirror and just try to move on.
And just continue with Commanders.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's almost like a scarlet letter. Like, it's just a constant reminder. I don't know. I know I'm a weirdo. I'm sure people feel differently. Let's go to John in Kent Island. John, what's up?
Dude, the simple solution is you bring back the logo, you name the team Warriors, everybody's happy. If that doesn't work, the second place is you go with the burgundy, you put the spear on there, you call it Warriors, we move on. You can't keep Commanders. That name, it just sucks.
I'm with you.
That pig mascot thing is terrible.
Major Tutty makes me kind of laugh. I'm just going to be honest.
I don't pay any attention to that stuff.
You know who Major Tutty is.
I don't pay any attention.
You've seen him 100 times.
I gave Major Tutty a fist bump last week. He was dancing around at the Verizon store.
This is Major Tutty. Come on, it's a big pig wearing a Commander helmet.
I can't even really tell. That looks stupid.
He looks like that Arnie, that purple dinosaur. I mean, he's awful.
You know what? I kind of like Major Tutty.
You're a Major Tutty guy.
Who do you love, though?
The one from the Flyers?
Gritty.
You love Gritty.
Gritty's funny. Now, I know Slapshot, the Caps mascot, he hates when I say that, but I've got a soft spot for Gritty. I'm a mascot dork. I don't know what to tell you.
All right, let's go to Louie. Louie, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, gentlemen. You're dancing around it, but you're close. You bring the logo back, and then you, like the Florida State does, contract with an actual tribe. Maybe not the Blackfeet, maybe a local tribe like the Cherokee. And you name them after, and you pay them. You pay them $20 million a year. Then who's going to say it's a contract?
Well, I thought they should have done that with the whole Redskins thing.
$20 million is a little aggressive. You make it 5 or 7?
I said that a couple years ago. Just pay off the tribe, just like Florida State does. Right. Pay them off.
I didn't mind the previous callers. Like, you bring the old logo back and make them the Warriors. I think that could kind of work.
But wouldn't other tribes be offended? Okay, I know what you're going to say. Oh, they weren't offended. The term Redskins can be interpreted as a racist term, which encompasses all of the tribes. So if one tribe is happy, others may be very unhappy.
If you're offended by it, don't support the team. And that's where I lost, because then the advertisers stepped in. But if you don't, like, if you're offended by something, don't support it. And I think that we would still have a great fan base if there was a few thousand people that decided they were offended by it. But the problem is that you get the big corporations in there, they pull their advertising due to pressure. You know, one person can start a small little group and get, have 10 people in it, get all the media to cover it. Now they have all this power.
Let me ask a question. The logo is of a Blackfoot tribe member, correct?
Yeah.
if it's not like a caricature of the person, if it's pretty, you know, like realistic to what the person looked like, it's not Chief Wahoo from the Indians that is a caricature of a Native American. If it's a real like depiction, why would somebody from a Navajo tribe be offended by that? Why would
because
somebody
the team name is Redskins?
No. I'm
if
not
it's
talking
specifically
about
the logo,
back.
I don't know that they would be upset.
Like,
with
why
that.
Would the why would the Seminoles be upset that a Blackfoot tribe member is given a good representation to represent an NFL team? I don't see why they would be upset.
They might not be.
I mean, who cares? People are going to be upset with everything. There's no one's going to support. You know what I mean?
Right. You're never going to have
full support on anything.
Right.
Always, there's always going to be a certain group upset or offended, you know, screw them. But the problem is when the money comes in. That's the only reason why it changed, because FedEx was going to pull their money, or Budweiser or whatever was going to pull their money. It's the only reason. It's not because we care that a few people were offended.
EB, can you get behind Major Tutty? I mean, he's just high back to the hall, throw back to the hogs. Come on, get on the Major Tutty.
I'll be honest with you, I don't pay attention to mascots. I pay attention to that like I do Wicked. Wow. I mean, I just don't know I don't know anything about mascots.
That's your mascot.
Yeah, and I ain't mine.
He's your guy.
All right, let's go to John in Annapolis. John, what's up?
Morning, boys.
Hello.
Yeah, so obviously the name had to go. They overreacted and threw out the logo when they threw out the name. Then after some time, the name's not coming back, but after some time to reflect, I think they can bring back the logo and call the team either the Warriors, like, you know, many people said, or the Pride or the Tribe, something like that. Maybe kind of float that idea, discuss amongst yourselves.
I think that's markedly better. I don't know.
Yeah, and then I think they can get, one of you guys said that it's a small victory. We can have and I think a lot of people, that's going to be the best of both worlds, I think. The Redskins' name is not coming back. So I just don't see that happening. But if they can bring back the logo and what that represents to the old
Do you think the new generation of fans cares? This is what I was trying to get to. So, Cakes, let's take your youngest son.
Mm-hmm.
All right, he's in college.
He's 20.
Do you think he cares about the old name or the old logo?
Probably not that much. Honestly, because
old fans do care.
I know, but.
But we're dying off.
Exactly. You as an organization, maybe cater to the newer generation of fans that are grow up with Jaden Daniels. It's just, this is anecdotal, but my impression of younger kids, teenagers, even, you know, people in their 20s. I don't think they're all tied up on the Redskins name or the logo at all.
No, it's people of my generation.
You know, my daughter's a huge fan. Said a million times.
Right.
Painted her room burgundy and gold. Had the Brian Arakpo fathead.
Come on, man.
I don't think she really cares about the name. She cares about Jaden Daniels and the team winning.
Right. So we're talking about the Republican Senator Steve Daines from Montana, who is now supporting the bill that would allow the Commanders to go back to the RFK Stadium as the site for their new stadium going forward.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to replay the audio of him. He was on Fox News yesterday talking about the possibility of bringing the old logo back, but not the name of the team.
The irony that they were canceling Native American culture as the DEI movement went way too far. Look, this is honoring a Blackfeet chief who was born in Montana. He's highly esteemed. The Blackfeet Tribe of Montana, their current chairman and the tribal council, signed a letter in strong support to bring the logo back. It honors Indian country. So we've had good discussions with the NFL and with the Commanders. There's good faith negotiations going forward that's going to allow this logo to be used again. Perhaps revenue is going to a foundation that could help Native Americans in sports and so forth. We're making good progress. And based on the good faith negotiations, I made a decision to support this bill yesterday in the committee.
I know that they put a plaque up at Northwest Stadium honoring Wetzel and the logo. It'd be great to see it back on the helmets again.
It'd be great, I guess.
I had to hear the opinion of whoever that guy was. Shep Smith or whoever
on the
that
side
was.
Note, I couldn't have been happier when I got a bill in the mail from Northwest Federal Credit Union, who has their name on the stadium. My car is paid. Fully paid.
Congratulations.
I owe this much on the car.
Which one? Your Matchbox car?
Zeros across the board.
Yeah.
That one just got paid off, too.
Nice. Look at you.
I don't have a car note.
Yeah, good.
Feels silly.
Right.
Just money going to the bottom line.
Right.
Instead of stroking checks.
I'm surprised. So we put up the Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, love throughout the DMV. And it's, do you want the Commanders to bring the old logo back, even if the name doesn't change?
Mm-hmm.
What's your initial read,
Cakes? It's only been up for like 10 or 15 minutes,
right?
I would
say 80%. I would say 80%.
I'd say 90%.
It's lower, only 72%. Hmm. So 28% say no, don't bring the logo back.
It almost tortures us. Those of us that want it to still be named the Redskins, it's almost like torture.
It's like a tease.
It's like a tease.
Yeah.
I guess I've never been... Cakes has always been a stadium name guy.
Oh, yeah.
Into logos. Very he's important. Into mascots. He's into all that.
I'm into branding.
Branding
is important.
As a kid, my number one favorite team that I was most passionate about was the Baltimore Orioles. Mm-hmm. And they made a move from the cartoon Oriole to the
bird.
Yeah, to the regular bird. It didn't bother
me. Terrible move by them. Awful move. You know what's better than a boring silhouette of an Oriole? The big smiling.
They want throwback stuff, right? Yeah, they have to do throwback stuff.
They've embraced. They punted that old, generic, boring silhouette of a Baltimore Oriole.
How passionate he gets.
And they wrap their arms. It's the same thing with the University of Maryland. For a long time, Maryland was like, you know what? We're in the Big Ten now. We're going to get rid of this Terps thing. We're going to have a boring M with the flag colors underneath it. And people are going to love it. You know what they didn't do? They didn't love it. And they've gone back to cursive Terps because that's what people like. That's what people are into. And that's what people connect with. They don't connect with a boring M that looks like 20 other different college logos.
I think you whiffed on Max, though.
On Max? I mean, I call it Max now, but I mean, it was...
You whiffed
I think
on that.
I think it was better as HBO Max, right? Or it was better as HBO. Why do you go away from HBO?
I don't know.
That's dumb. Are we going to change our name? We've been doing this show for almost 30 years. Are we going to rebrand ourselves into a different name?
Wait, could we offend?
I don't think so.
We offend drug addicts.
We've heard that before.
I know.
In the past.
Yeah.
And we brush it off.
I hate the whole thing. The whole thing infuriates me, Cakes.
Let's go. Cakes, you did change your name.
What do you mean?
The Sports Junkies, then the Junkies, and then the Sports Junkies again.
Yeah, but that's not really.
I very
changing.
Rarely call you. How often do I call us the Sports Junkies? Very rarely.
I don't call us the Sports Junkies.
It's usually Junkies or Junks.
Every
Sports Junkies is way like
they can brand us however they want.
Everything is branded.
They can do that because they're just overselling the sports bit. But people say that the Junkies,
right?
Nobody calls us.
Just saying.
Yeah, because everybody shortens everything, but probably because people don't necessarily call them the Rolling Stones all the time. Sometimes they're just the Stones.
Exactly. That is true.
I agree.
But they're still the Rolling Stones.
I guess on paper. I guess on paper.
The older we get, we should really consider because this has been hot for years. And we talked about this. The zombies. Sports zombies. I mean, we're kind of looking like zombies now with lack of sleep.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's a good rebrand if we ever, commit to it.
That's stupid. I'm out on rebrands. That's new Coke.
Yes. I am too.
Yeah.
That's my general takeaway.
All right, let's go to Eddie. Eddie calling from El Paso. What's up, bud?
Hey, how's it going, guys? First time caller here.
Thank you, sir.
Huge cowboy hater here in Texas, so I get it real bad over here.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But just real quick, I disagree with, I believe it was, I forgot who said it, that the logo doesn't go with the name. I totally disagree with that. I've been a Redskin fan for over 40 years. I've been in the military. I'm currently in local law enforcement. The commander, the name commander is just a rank within an organization.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's a tribe, why wouldn't it go together? The actual logo with the, why wouldn't we want to just take that win where that's something that I would love to have back as a fan for over 40 years. The part that I don't understand is why doesn't it go together? Well, what's the argument there as far as the name and the logo not going together?
I don't know. Good question. I guess I just didn't think of it that way, but maybe you're right. Do Native Americans have ranks like that?
I don't
that,
know. Or? I mean, isn't the top dog called a chief?
I mean, yeah, but to me, a commander is a generic term. I understand it can be a specific
it's so generic
term.
That's the problem.
I just feel that it's something where if we can get the logo back, why wouldn't we? What would be the argument to getting the logo back? I feel
some people don't want it back.
Name. All right, I'm on board with not liking the name, but as far as getting that, I wouldn't see why we wouldn't want to get that at least the logo back.
Yeah, yeah.
But okay, all right, fair enough.
That's my only comment on that. I would love to have it back.
Best of luck dealing with the Cowboys fans where you live. Hopefully, you'll get scoreboard on Sunday.
Yeah,
I would think most Skins fans would want the logo back.
Yes,
I would. You know, that's why I said 80%.
Yeah,
for me, just personally, and I know I'm a weirdo. It's kind of like torture. It's like a torturous reminder that we're not the old name.
Look at the Junks reach El Paso.
That's pretty good.
Odyssey app. Thank you, Eddie.
Let's go to Sabah. Call from North Carolina. There you go. Hey, Sabah.
Hey there, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I absolutely disagree with JP. I would have been a season ticket holder again this year, regardless of whether I knew Jaden was going to be good or not, if we had our name and our identity back. I spent about $20,000 last year and $20,000 the year before getting very, very good seats because I thought there was hope that we would change the name. And once this year came up and I saw they were going to stick with that C word, I said, no way. And it's funny how JP is all sensitive to the less than 1% of the population that might be offended, but he's all in on Hooters. He loves eating there and talking about Hooters all the time.
Yeah, JP, so you're a big Hooters guy.
I've never talked about Hooters, but that's okay.
Hooters so much.
The last time I was at a Hooters, I was paid to be there with these guys.
Yeah, so, well, you're okay with that. And I'm telling you, Redskins means honor. And I'm never going to buy anything with that C word. I would buy a
good for you, Sabah.
Tomorrow, if our name was back. So we could be the Natives. We could be the Americans. We could call them the Washington Football Nats like they do the New York Football Giants. We can have two Nats in the city. There's a lot of ways to bring the logo back and our identity back.
Sabah, you can't have two Nats in the city.
We're not calling the Nats.
That is insane.
You lost me there, Sabah.
I'm just telling you, a lot of fans, and the C word is the least selling merchandise in the NFL. The least.
That's not true. Jake Daniels, for a while, had the number one jersey.
I said that to you. Number one jersey for what? We have a lot of
the NFL.
And you say you want to cater to the young people, people on my kids' age, they have no money. We have the money. And because I bought season tickets the last 2 years, my nephew now is a fan because I let him go to the games when I couldn't. That's how you increase your fan base. You honor the people that have the money. And that's how the younger kids come. These young kids now have no money. And they follow players, not teams. They're not going to go there to get season tickets. Link up. Come on, guys.
Thank you,
Sabah. Right, appreciate the call.
We
need to get JP a Hooters t-shirt now. That's all I mean.
Someone get JP some orange short shorts and a Hooters shirt.
some pantyhose.
Oh, my God. I would love it.
I talk about I Hooters all the time.
And then, JP, we sign your book, JP with a heart next to it.
That's a great bit.
I think the last time I was at Hooters, and we've talked about it a million times, we basically lost the deal because Jason tried to smuggle in liquor into the Hooters.
No, it's not because of that. It's because he talked about it on the air.
Yes.
Not because of what he did. It's because of what he talked about.
Yes.
But that's the argument I made all the time about the, you know, like my mom's offended by strip clubs. They're not illegal. They're still, you still go to strip clubs. Yeah. People, if you don't support it, you don't support it. That's what I wish would happen with the name.
All right, when we come back, we'll change gears, get into EB's entertainment page, and we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Rod Stewart. So keep listening for your chance to win the tickets and EB's entertainment page next. Coming up at the end of EB's entertainment page, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Rod Stewart's One Last Time tour at Merriweather Post Pavilion. So keep listening for your chance to win, but right now it is time for the EP, which is sponsored. So I'm going to hand my read sheet over to EB because I know he doesn't have his. It's circled, but I need it back to do the Rod Stewart read.
Mm.
Thank you.
All right. entertainment page cakes driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW center of excellence. That means they're the best one. Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam, the general manager. Check them out, BMWFairfax.com. I think I've said this before. There's something remarkable about getting behind a BMW. They just drive different. They just do. You have to experience it for yourself.
Now, this is pressure, but Valdez told me during the break, he said, this is a good EP. So I hope you entertain us because he's hyping it up as a very solid EP offering.
Trying to see what kind of like, I mean, there is a Girls Gone Wild story. I don't know. Is that
Girls Gone Wild?
I mean, I'm trying to figure out why it's so good for
I mean, we've had Hooters and a Girls Gone Wild good, reference good the last 20 minutes.
I'm just trying to see what titillates you.
You should start with that because he's been talking about it during the commercial breaks.
Oh,
he's
see?
Trying to get our read on it. He's very titillated.
So
by
that's what it is, right? That I nail it?
John
is
Francis or whatever.
Is that
his name
Joe
is.
Francis? Joe, yeah. Joe Francis, by the way,
former Junkies guest. Joe Francis.
Yeah, we had Joe on.
That had to be a long time ago.
He called from jail.
That's right. I am kind of remembering that.
So and then you had to like redial because you only get like five minutes of phone time.
We actually might have been in one of his last interviews because he's apparently there's going to be a Girls Gone Wild documentary. That's what got him all titillated.
Gotcha. All right.
And they're going to have a Joe Francis interview. He was the guy behind it all.
Isn't Girls Gone Wild basically what Hawk Tua came to prominence? Basically, I know Girls Gone Wild was more flashing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but
I don't know.
Girls Gone Wild just kind of preceded that.
I mean, it's kind of the same thing. It's just kind of like man on the street interview stuff. But instead of flashing, she just said something raunchy, I guess, or catchy. I don't know. I'm trying it.
I don't know if I've ever seen a full like Girls Gone.
I've only seen the commercials.
Didn't they used to sell like videotapes?
Yeah,
like,
of course. Yes,
of course. Late night commercials.
Yeah, like 12:30 on E.
I'm pretty sure Tommy Horsecamp had a Girls
the
Gone
info
Wild.
The infomercial will come.
It wasn't all just man on the street interviews.
I just said it had flashing.
Oh, there was like bedroom activity.
Yeah.
There was,
oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I just thought it was.
No.
I thought it was almost like Whip 'em Out Wednesday.
Well, that's part of it. But there's. Yeah, like girl on girl action.
That's very specific.
I remember there's definitely a genre out there called Nebraska Coeds, which Valdez has definitely seen, where there's that kind
of
thing.
They love the Huskers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They love Matt Rhule.
Yeah. They just get college girls hammered and. Doing stuff.
Mm. What is the Brazilian one that you're watching again?
I don't watch it. In fact, I think I clicked on one video of it because it was titillating. There was a hot Brazilian girl on a mechanical bull. And she's wearing a mini skirt and she's drunk at a bar.
Yeah.
And halfway through the ride, the skirt's all over her head. And her cheeks are hanging out. Yeah. It's just, whatever. It's kind of titillating. You're sitting there bored watching TV.
Mm-hmm.
Click on the video.
Hey, will you send me the video, please? I'm curious.
All right, hold on. I'm going to see. I'll just do it right now. Let me just see. YouTube.
What are you typing in?
I'm just going to type in Brazilian.
You're looking for like Scottie Pippen highlights.
Brazilian.
Steakhouse.
Chick
Folga de Chambre
on a mechanical bull. See what comes up.
It's a very specific search.
Okay, here you go. Pretty girl. I don't know if this is the one. I think there's a whole bunch of them. Oh, that girl's butt naked. there's a whole bunch of these.
I'm still waiting for Valdez to somehow bring in a mechanical bull and have it right outside of the studio for us to ride one day.
This might be the one. It says, look at this, Cakes. Oh, thanks. Here you go. This is a different one. Pretty girl on a mechanical bull in Spain, September 2024. Cakes, you want to describe the action?
I mean, she's wearing like a small, like, orange or red dress.
It's got over 6 million views.
By the way, it looks like
six million perverts.
She appears to borderline be twerking on the back of the bull.
The bull's moving. The guy's just toying with her. Yeah. The guy that's running the mechanical bull.
Or someone runs the bull.
I think so. Look what's happening, Cakes. So she's holding on to her top because her top's about to fall off.
Topless.
And then see what happens at the bottom of the dress.
I just feel bad watching this.
You feel dirty.
Look,
yeah, I feel dirty.
Look, like you're watching the Tyson Jake Paul fight.
Her butt's jiggling. Look.
Oh, yeah. Now I'm seeing thong.
Hey, right. Do you think we could have a junkies bull riding contest?
I've actually done it one time.
No.
Just have chicks come
in. Have chicks sign up. We have the mechanical bull down in the loading dock.
Like a junks bit from 25 years ago.
Should I tweet this video? Follow me on Twitter, EB Junkies.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Huh?
Give some context.
I'll give some context.
Frame of reference every time you mention it.
I'm going to say, here's the bull video that Valdez was talking about.
So, Girls Gone Wild documentary is Netflix?
Let me see.
I think it's on Peacock.
They're saying it's going to be Joe's first interview since he pleaded guilty to filing a false return and bribery, I guess, back in 2009. Yeah, it's going to be a whole documentary on it.
I think it's a different guy. Peacock. But I think it's a different guy, but I think I get confused between Joe Francis and the guy who did the sex tape with Paris Hilton.
Oh, you're thinking of Rick Solomon?
Rick Solomon.
Yeah, they're way different people. Rick Solomon loves flops. That guy is a sicko degenerate. Loves them.
All right, hold on. I'm just going to put in here just to give me a little cover. Here's the video. What's your name on Twitter, Valdez? Valdez Radio or something? What is I don't even know what it is.
It's at I tweak Jaden's mom.
Here's
Matt underscore Valdez. Hey, right. Hold on. I found the
design. In the public, they issue press releases that
this call is being terminated. Dialing of additional digits is not allowed.
Hey, let's call Diddy.
With Joe Francis.
Why don't we call Diddy now and see if we can get a hold of him in jail?
All right, here you go. All right, so follow me on Twitter, EB Junkies. There you go. You can see the.
I get a lot of new followers. Me tiddly.
I know. Might as well.
I know.
Maybe I should put it on my Instagram. I need more IG followers. All right, this is kind of a sad story, even though I have to say I never really watched the show because I never quite understood how they gave the points and everything. But Around the Horn is ending in 2025 after a 23-year run on ESPN. Unbelievable run. God bless those guys. We know the studio where they work out.
Tony Reale started as stat boy on PTI.
Yeah, and you know Tony Reale is a great guy. Everybody likes him. He became the host in 2004, so he'll have done it for about 21 of the 23 years. Do you remember who hosted it at
first?
Was it
Max Kellerman at first?
I think you're right. I'm not sure. I think you're
right. Sounds right, but I'm not sure.
I think you might be right. But I don't know why they're going to cancel it, but Around the Horn, it's been paired with Pardon and Interruption for, I don't know, over 20-some years. And it's going to end its run next year, so... That's kind of sad. They always have the same guests all the time, right? So Bob Ryan would be on.
No, they've changed it a lot.
Woody Page, Kevin Blackstone. Well, they're kind of the same guys.
No, I saw it fairly recently, and
you
it was a
them?
Lot of younger people. The big news with ESPN, which we didn't touch on this week, was they're going to have Inside the NBA. A lot of people thought that Inside the NBA, I know you guys aren't passionate about it, but no. The show with Charles Barkley and Shaq
not passionate
and
about
Kenny Smith
doesn't do justice to how little that show intersects with my everyday life.
With your life, but it is probably the most...
The only time I watch it is in here.
Who are the stars of it now? On. Is that the one with Kenny?
Charles Barkley, Kenny Smith, yeah. Shaq, and Ernie Johnson.
Right.
And ESPN cut a deal where they're trading out, I think it's Big 12 football games, and maybe some NBA games, I can't remember, for the rights to basically simulcast. I think that's what it is. They're basically like leasing the show.
It's a Big 12!
I mean, I can't not play that if you say Big 12 football, JP.
Now, JP, let me ask you a question. Is this guy, this UFC fighter, is he a big-name guy, David Onama?
I don't know him.
You don't know him. Okay, so he's not a big...
Mike Marr. He's definitely not
a big-name guy.
No, he was on the prelims of this last card, though, with Jon Jones, but not a big name yet.
Not a big name yet. Okay. Well, apparently, he somehow has got tied into this whole Zach Bryan, Breonna Chicken Fry controversy.
We talk about...
He
Zach
gave me
Bryan
the story.
And Breonna Chicken
he
Fry.
Gave me the story. I didn't pick this.
It just makes
I'm
me
with
laugh.
You, Cakes.
That it's every day there's a new twist and turn.
He gave me the story.
You have editorial last say.
I do. Well,
you can skip over it.
I'm not going to skip over it. You said you love this EP, so
it's
I'm
good EP.
All right.
No, the story did make me laugh.
Well,
it did make me chuckle.
I think there's some level of trolling going on here because it seems like. Somebody from Zach Bryan's camp bought the time for this guy to mention Zach Bryan.
Right.
Because they asked the fighter afterwards, what do you know? He didn't even know
he just came in and I guess he beat some dude's ass. And then, like, if you win in a UFC fight, they stick the mic in front of your face. And he was like, man, I'm paraphrasing, but he said something to the effect of, man, I can't wait to come back here in a month and watch Zach Bryan perform in concert. And as you mentioned, they asked him on a podcast, how do you know Zach Bryan? He says, I don't.
He says it was a paid advertisement.
Their management team reached out to mine to mention him after the fight.
And I think there were like two other mentions of Zach Bryan that night. And it turns out they knew Breonna Chicken Fry was going to be at the fight. And I think Zach Bryan's manager or somebody associated with him found out. And so to troll her, they bought the time in the mentions.
That's how
I understand it.
Or maybe they were just promoting the concert.
Well, they get it's a double whammy.
If you're a conspiracy theorist, you'd believe that.
I think I believe that.
The MMA fighter came out on Twitter, said this whole thing's being blown out of proportion. Like, all the guys on his team love Zach Bryan and something. And
because one of the guys on the team is and so works he gave for
him
Zach Bryan.
Yeah, he gave him free tickets and for a shout-out.
Okay. Tom Green is planning a major comeback in 2025.
He's a farmer now, right?
That's so weird. I thought he was living like in a Dominican, but now they say he's living... Right? Didn't he say we had a show?
I don't know about the Dominican.
He was like living in the Dominican. I used to follow him.
I saw a recent story where he was a farmer.
Really? Yeah, they say he lives on 100
acres. But I mean,
there are
probably farms in Dominican Republic too.
No, he lives on 100 acres in Ottawa with his parents. And they say he takes care of rescue animals.
They still driving around the Pipmobile?
I don't know.
The Slutmobile.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it was a great bit from back
But
in
they
the day.
Say Tom Green is going to have a documentary, a comedy special, and a four-part docu-series, all within days of each other, exclusively on Amazon.
Just do Road Trip 2. Now, you know what? It's a classic. Don't mess with a classic.
The thing is, guys like Mar have no idea who Tom Green is.
Right.
I'm going to say, Valdez, I mean, what were you, 15 maybe?
Are you kidding me?
I mean, I don't know how old you are.
Undercutter's Pizza, the duty on a microphone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The
microphone is great.
What he did was kind of revolutionary.
It was revolutionary.
Mm-hmm. And it spawned Jackass and all these other kind of goofy stuff. And even all these YouTube prank guys. Mm-hmm.
And Joe Rogan, I think, credits Tom Green for what he's doing because he went on Tom Green's podcast, which I think was on video or on YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he was like, this is pretty cool. You can do your own content. You can do whatever you want.
This is the future.
And that's what he did.
Yeah.
All right, Green, I saw him. Where? Arlington Cinnamon Draft House.
Ah, very good.
It was good.
All right, coming up right now, caller 10 at 800-636-1067. You're going to score two tickets to see Rod Stewart one last time tour. The date, Saturday, July 19th at Merriweather Post Pavilion. You've won tickets before you can buy them. Tickets are on sale this Friday, November 22nd at 10 a.m. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events. 10th caller at 800-636-1067. Wins. Coming up before the show is done, there's not a lot of show left, so keep listening. We'll give away two pairs of tickets to Stavros Halkias, the Dreamboat Tour that hits Warner Theater May 11th, 2025. So keep listening for your chance to win. We'll do a quick Junkies Blitz that's brought to you by Offenbachers. Visit them in Herndon, Rockville, Gainesville, or Annapolis for a huge selection of hot tubs, swim spas, fire pits, pool tables, and outdoor furniture as well.
So you do have a game tonight, Steelers against the Browns. Steelers atop their division, one of the best records in the AFC. I don't think people put them in the same class as the Chiefs or the Bills or the Ravens, yet they have a better record than the Ravens, so we'll see if they continue to roll against a Cleveland Browns team that has struggled a lot. I wanted to get to the Hall of Fame semifinalists. And just give me your initial lean on names.
All right.
So the headliner for the new potential Hall of Fame entrance, the headliner is Eli Manning.
I saw Danny. I saw him on my social. Danny was very upset about that.
I've always been out. I always defended Eli Manning during his career. Cakes used to assail him big time. Mm-hmm. I always thought Eli was a good quarterback. I don't think he's a Hall of Fame quarterback.
He's not Hall of Fame, but he got two Super Bowls, so he's going to get in. But he's not a Hall of Fame.
Probably not Hall of Fame worthy, but he probably will make it in.
He's going to get in because he won two Super Bowls, and his last name's Manning. I like him on the Manning cast. I think he's seems like a decent guy.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's a bad guy.
I'm just saying.
I think he's a good guy.
I'm just saying, yeah.
My brother runs into him from time to time in Summit.
I know, they're buddies.
I don't think they're buddies.
That is a stretch. Buddies or something.
I don't
think
he's seen him at paddle in a while, but he used to see him in paddle tennis, whatever you call it. Paddle tennis, right?
Paddle is one, yeah, and then you have pickle, of course. Yeah. Pickle kind of overtaking paddle.
I don't know anything about, I know nothing about paddle tennis.
You hit it off the fence.
Mm, yeah, a little more like racquetball.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's wacky.
The headliner, Eli Manning, you guys think he gets in? I don't know.
Oh, he's getting in.
Antonio Gates.
In. I don't think he, but I think he's been passed up before, right? Like, Antonio Gates should have been a first ballot. I
mean, he was one of the most dominant tight ends of his era.
I could be wrong.
From what I remember.
I think he's been turned down before. He should be in.
Other first-year eligible guys include Terrell Suggs.
Oh, he was a bad man. Wait,
Luke
give me
Kuechly?
A number. Hold. Give me his numbers. I feel like Luke Kuechly retired a little too early. Give me, Suggs. I mean, Suggs was a bad
hold on.
Man.
How is Antonio Gates not already in? Do you know how many touchdowns he scored in his career?
On 100? I don't know.
116 touchdowns.
Yeah, I told you. He should be in. Of course. He should have been a first balloter.
I mean, he should already be in.
Right, what year
what
did
are
he
they
retire?
Waiting for?
He's
he
been
last
screwed.
Played in 2018.
Yeah, he's been screwed. I think maybe last year was his first year eligible.
I mean, he had a 13 touchdown season, 10.
Dude, he was a dominant tight end.
12 touchdown season relatively late in his career. Like,
no, he's a monster.
He should already be in.
Yes, you're correct.
So Terrell Suggs had 139 career sacks.
Where's that rank him? He's probably in.
It's pretty
he
damn
doesn't
high.
Necessarily have to be a first balloter, but Terrell Suggs, he should be in the Hall of Fame. I'm okay with that. I think he was a mean guy, though.
I think he's definitely mean.
I don't think he's a very nice guy.
He's got a checkered history off the field, right. too.
Yeah.
So, I think he poured bleach
Suggs,
on his girlfriend.
12th. Yeah. 12th on the list.
12th? I mean, I think
Bruce Smith, number one.
Not a Hall of Fame human
who's
being.
Who's 11 and who's 13? Give me a little
11
context.
11 is Jason Taylor.
Is he in? He's probably in.
And 13 is DeMarcus Ware.
I mean, that's pretty.
Suggs also has a NFL Defensive Player of the Year award.
He also has the widest gap between gums and tooth ratio.
Oh, really?
Really big gums. Tiny,
he's not
tiny.
He is not a
teeth.
Handsome man,
dude. I saw a chick like that, and I couldn't stop talking about it for 2 days.
Oh, really?
I kept talking to my wife and daughter. Were really upset with me. I couldn't stop talking about it. She was all gums and a sliver of teeth. Yes. It was a reprehensible look.
Reprehensible. Wow. A couple other names throw out your way. These guys were finalists last year. Torrey Holt, Reggie Wayne.
I think Reggie Wayne should be in. I think eventually Torrey Holt should be in. I'm kind of like, the Hall of Fame for football ain't the same as baseball. I would put
I always feel
in.
Like Reggie Wayne was like played second banana to Marvin Harrison.
Yeah.
If you're going to put Eli Manning in, you got to put those
guys in. Who was Torrey Holt? Why am I having a brain fart? It was Torrey Holt and who else?
Ike Bruce.
Yeah. And Marshall Faulk in the backfield.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
EB says he should eventually be in. I believe he's been a semifinalist 11 years in
Who's
a row.
Who's this?
Torrey Holt.
Yeah. I get it. But
yeah, I don't
doesn't
think
mean,
he gets in.
That doesn't mean he shouldn't eventually be in.
I just remember Torrey Holt. Doesn't he have the gnarled fingers? Like his fingers point all weird ways.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
If you were going to put one of these guys in, all right, here's five receivers. Returning semifinalists include Hines Ward, Steve Smith, Anquan Boldin, Torrey Holt, and Reggie Wayne. I think Reggie Wayne.
I feel like Reggie Wayne is a bigger...
I think my feel guy off that list might be Steve Smith.
Steve Smith might be second for me. He was dominant.
He was a rat bastard.
He was a tough dude.
Yeah.
Like he'd fight you at the drop of a hat.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with most of those guys going in eventually.
I don't think Anquan Boldin is a Hall of Fame. It just doesn't feel like it.
Like the baseball Hall of Fame to me. It's a little bit less exclusive.
No.
You know? I mean,
you're just your turnstile.
I'm a little bit of a turnstile because like Lynn Swann wasn't in the Hall of Fame for the longest time. I was like, he's freaking Lynn Swann. Like,
hard to judge too.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to hook up callers 10 and 11 right now at 800-636-1067. You're going to score two tickets to Stavros Halkias, the Dreamboat Tour, Sunday, May 11th, 2025 at Warner Theater. Tickets are on sale Friday, November 22nd at 10 a.m., courtesy of Live Nation. Maybe he'll go into his Ronnie alter ego on stage. I would assume that's a big part of his bit, Valdez.
Hey, somebody said we should have a new bit.
titillating Thursday, and we just put out YouTube videos.
You know what we should do is we should all find the most titillating thing we can and have a contest.
On YouTube?
Yeah, on YouTube.
I might win that.
I think that. EB's got a big head start.
I've seen a lot of like yoga.
Yeah, I'm sure you have. All right, we got to get out of here. Yeah. We have homework, apparently. B, Mitch, and Finley are coming up next on The Fan.